Hi, I'm Madeline Sheps, and I'm so glad that you've joined us for another weekday meditation. 5 days a week, my pastor, Chuck Allen, will engage you with a simple yet powerful time that includes a bit of scripture, gratitude, prayer, and quietude, all easily guided and simple to follow. So settle in, find a place to chill, and discover peace and direction with my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Hey, thanks for that introduction, Madeline, and thank you for joining me on this weekday meditation. We're in day two as we talk about purpose, God's purpose for our life. So I want to jump to the small book of 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10, and listen to what the text says. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. You know, most folks, when we post online on Facebook or Insta or Twitter or somewhere, it tends to be the best things that happen to us. I mean, the pics that we post, they always contain information that'll draw attention and get the most amount of likes and the right amount of thumbs up. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with celebrating good things that happen in our life. But our celebration of self, especially through social media, when it's filtered with that no bad days and everything is great in my life picture of our life, can cause a lot of other folks to feel less important. God's purpose in our life is the same purpose in His life. God has called us, and God has equipped us, and God's desire for us is that we are here to serve others. His own Son came, and Jesus was clear that He came not to be served, but to serve, to be a ransom for the cost and price of sin for many. You see, God has always planned for you to invest in others. When folks ask me, I'm not sure what God's will is for my life, what God's purpose is for my life, I can always point to this and say, what are you doing for others? I mean, beyond the likes and the shares that you might enjoy with your online social media, you also need to be intentional with your interactions. Our relationships are as much of an investment in our life, maybe even more so, and maybe more importantly, than what we do financially. To reach out to family or friends or others whose lives may never fit into some standard shiny social media profile or pic, but to be a faithful steward of the gifts that God has given us, including our relationships. And it could be that in our time of meditation today, when we think about God's purpose for our life, we would recognize that God's purpose is all about people, the redemption of mankind. He thought so much about it that He sent His own Son. And so I invite you today into a time of meditation to discover how God may want to use you to be a blessing and encouragement to other people. So let's begin our day by taking a few deep breaths. You ready? Let's draw one more in. You ready? And now find a place of quietude and solitude and allow the Lord to speak wonderfully into your life so that we can shut out all of the noise and all of the commotion of the rest of this world where everybody is really trying to out-vibe each other for your attention, and allow your attention to be simply focused on what the Lord has to say to you this time. So let our first prayer start like this. God, right now I am so grateful for, and then list at least three things. Tell the Lord at least three things right now that you're grateful for, no matter how big, how little, how silly they may sound. Don't try to go super spiritual on me. Just here's three things I'm grateful for, Lord. Isn't that refreshing just to share three things with the Lord? Thank you. And then right behind that, let's ask the Lord to speak purpose into our heart. God, would you deliver into my life clarity, the purpose for which I exist? God, I know that you have called me to serve others, and I want to do so, and I want to do so well. And would you ask the Lord to give you an opportunity to serve well today? It might be something big, it may be something small, it might take multiple weeks, and it might take just a brief comment. But ask the Lord to use you today to serve other people. And then finally, bring to the Lord a need that someone else has. One of the greatest ways that we can discover purpose is how we pray for other people. because part of our purpose as of followers of Jesus would be that we regularly step into an ongoing conversation with God, our Creator. And so let this prayer be on behalf of someone else is one of the greatest acts of service. God, would you step into the life of, and fill in that blank, and would you do for them what only you can do, and fill in that blank. And now, I want to invite you into 2 minutes of quietude and solitude, where you simply just ask the Lord to speak into your life. And I've had people say, Chuck, have you ever audibly heard the voice of God? And you know, the answer is no, I really haven't. But I have most certainly felt the prodding and the nudging and at times the pulling and poking of God's Spirit telling me, Chuck, this is what I want you to do. And so I invite you. It's so hard to hear the voice of God when we don't anticipate it and when we don't prepare for it. So find a place where you can pull off the side of the road or maybe get off the treadmill or maybe step away from the kiddos, but do whatever you've got to do to find quietude and solitude to be able to hear from God. And I'll be back in 2 minutes. And I'm back. What a joy it is for us to be able to step into God's favorite room and climb up in his favorite chair and have a discussion with him and hear from him. And I pray that over the past 2 minutes, you have heard some promptings and direction in your life. And I encourage you through the day, if you have this time in which the world seems to be winning and beating you down, or maybe you even sense, well, maybe I'm not on target with where I should be right now in my day. Find a place of quietude, find a place of solitude, and carve out 2 minutes and just say, Lord, would you encourage me? Would you speak into my life and give me courage and faith? And I trust that this is helping you on your way to discovering and staying centered in the middle of God's purpose for your life. God bless you. I'll see you back tomorrow for day 3 on purpose.
Thank you for joining us, and be sure to share these meditations through your social media accounts and tag them #weekdaymeditation. You can also subscribe to Weekday Meditations on iTunes. Thanks again for joining us. Pastor Chuck will return with another Weekday Meditation tomorrow. Bye now.